Today's daf is daf Memches in Maseches Shabbos, as we started Bameh Tomnin, the fourth parak in Maseches Shabbos, which the beginning of it is all about Hatmana. As we started yesterday, Bameh Tomnin, Bameh Ein Tomnin, what is one allowed to do Hatmana in? Just to review, Hatmana before Shabbos is allowed to be done in a situation where one is just keeping the heat but not adding to the heat. I mean, one could wrap up a pot in a towel before Shabbos, having it on the counter. Because that's davar ha'mamid hevel. That's not ha'mosif hevel, and therefore it's mutter before Shabbos. On Shabbos, that's usher as well. One of the reasons for this. So remember, we had the discussions yesterday. We reminded ourselves what we talked about back in the first parak when we discussed some of the issues of Atmana might be because of Gzeira Shema Yechate Bigechalim, as we mentioned, similar to Shihiyah. We mentioned yesterday, Tosfos in the Rush, though, if it's for the same reason, so why there are more Chumras here by Hatmana than by Shihiyah. We mentioned Tosfos in the Rush. It's a little bit could go a long way, and other issues as well. We also had this, I'm sorry, not just the first parak, but in the second parak, when we discussed about Hatmana during Ben Hashmashas, that was on Daf Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, that's where this was discussed as well, the Hatmana issues. And the other issue was not just Shema Yechate, but Shema, you might come to heat up the item, that if you see it cooled off, so before you wrap it up, you might want to, top of Lamed Dalam Abayis, I'm sorry, it's found the Lamed Dalam Abayis, that's where it was discussed, Shema Yatman Veremes, Shema Yatman Begachalim, so you might come to stoke the coal, similar to Shehi, and also you might come to warm up the food before you want to insulate it, because you want it to be boiling hot before you insulate it. So those are both Shashos, one relating to Erev Shabbos, one relating to On Shabbos. Okay, so we discussed yesterday, as well, issues, the Gemara gave an example of, when we say Mosif Hevel, it does not mean that the item that you are insulating with has to be Mosif Hevel. So I could wrap it up in a towel and put it on top of a blech, so that could still be considered Mosif Hevel, even though the towel is not what is adding the heat. It is the fire underneath. But still, that is a situation of Davar HaMosif Hevel. Couple of points. Number one, we mentioned yesterday, all the way at the end, that I would come back to this, and that is, what about just wrapping something in tinfoil? Is that an issue? Let's see, I have a couple of pieces of chicken, and I want to wrap them in tinfoil and put them on top of the crock pot on Shabbos morning. So that's the heter of kedera al gabe kedera, as it's called, but is that an issue of, which we'll get to at the end of the parak, but is that an issue of hatmana? I'm wrapping it totally in tinfoil. So there is a minority group of opinion that holds that's an issue, but we generally assume that is not an issue. Because Hatmana, the Chazanish says, Hatmana is only when you have a kli that is wrapped. You wrap a kli. But if you have a pot of something, that's not Hatmana. The pot is meant to hold the food. You have to wrap the pot with another material. So too, if I wrap a piece of chicken in tinfoil, that's like the pot of the tinfoil, of the chickens. Therefore, it says the Chazonish, and that says what we assume, that is not a problem of Hatman in that case, because it is not considered, Hatman. Ein Hatmana bi Kalim. The Mishnah Berurah does quote in Reish Nun Ches, in Sif Beis, that one cannot totally immerse a bottle of cold water into a bowl of hot water. He says there is Hatmana bitocha kedera. Betocha Kedera. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. And I think I brought the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan talks about putting a kugel or a chalant, a kugel or a kishka in a chalant. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Reish Nun Ches, Gimel, he says, Yesh Mishim Agam Game, Ala Nashim Shibos HaChoref, Lokim Kli, Ubetocha Mashke Kara, Venostinis Akli, Toch Kli Mali Mayim Cham, and Lafik Senaso, Dezeo Atmana Gemura. That's the Mishnah Berurah. The Taz quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Vanakalo Shamanu, Misha Osakane. I never heard of people doing that, putting a bottle of cold water into a thing of hot water. Rock, Ezu Shamanu. This is what I've heard of. Sheyesh Nashim, Shalokos Hakli, Shahakugul Betocha. There are women that take the kugel, Venostinis Akli Kula. You take a, whatever, you wrapped it up totally, and you put that whole thing and submerge it. The Aruch HaShulchan assumes that's Hatmana. So that is a discussion in the Achronim. If you, again, the first case is just wrapping it in tinfoil, and that's it. That's not Hatmana. But if you take that and you put it totally submerged into the cholent, so now you have something wrapped around that kli. So some poskim say, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz, that is atmana. There's an easy way to get out of that. And that is poke some holes in it, which some people do, or leave it a little bit open. As we'll see, there's only atmana where it is totally enclosed. But if there's any space open, so then it is not a problem. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says. And remember, that's in a situation of Mosef Hevel. So that cannot even be done even on Erev Shabbos. Even on Erev Shabbos. And the answer is that the way out, according to these Deos HaMachmirim, is to poke some holes in it. There are those poskim that are making in any case. They say there's no hatmana in food. It's food in food. So what? That is wrapped up in tinfoil. The Shmir Shabbos quotes Rosh Hashanah Zalman in a footnote. Mikom akom shemati migon Rosh Hashanah Zalman. The kivan shekol kavanaso sheosekein kidei sheha ochel shebesoch hasakit lo yisporer betoch hamarak b'achmas abishol. We'll get to this, but I'll mention it now. Hatmana requires kavana lahatman. If your kavana is not to insulate, but just to hold it together, just to put it in because you want to get the flavor of the chalant on the kugel, just you want to serve it to the kishka separately. Your kavana is not to do hatmana, to insulate, to keep it warm. But there are other reasons, so then there's no hatmana. So most of the time when we put it in tinfoil, why are we doing that? Because we don't want it to fall apart, we want to get it, whatever the case may be. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, yesh makom lahakel in that case, for hatmana. If the only reason that you're doing it is for insulation, so then that would be a problem. But that is the issues of hatmana bitoch hakli. Another important point comes up in the Tosfos here. Tosfos on the last line of what we did yesterday. The big Tosfos on top. Any question? Answered it. Okay. Says Tosfos. Third line in Tosfos. V'yesh tema. Heich anu matminin akira shalanu. So how do we do hatmana? Shekar in ashtara. V'yamim shegarfen osahu mosef hevel. Tosfos says, how do we do hatmana 800 years ago? We wrap something, we put it on the fire, even though it's covered fire, but it's still hatmana. Shouldn't make a difference. How do we do that? So Tosfos says, va'od, a couple of lines down, yesh she'osen chafira gadola va'osen ba'binyin levanim saviv mikol tzad. You make a structure of bricks all around, umilamata, umachamin osa heitev, you heat it very well, v'garfin osa umatminin esa kadera. Why is that mutter? V'lo dam yelamatmin b'davar hamosav hevel, d'lo asru ela kishamatmin umadbik saviv akadera. Dumya deremetz. Hatman is only if there is no airspace between the insulator and the insulated. It's directly touching. There's no space in between. That's insulation. Aval tanur. What if I put something in an oven? Is that hatmana? No, that's not hatmana. Why? Because hatmana has to be directly on it. There's airspace in the oven between the airspace and the pot. O chafira sheish, or if I put it in a ditch, which is boiling hot, but there's airspace. Sheish avir ben atfanos la kadera ein lesser yoter me'asha. So then it's no more chamer than atmana, than shehiya. Afal pi shekol la kadera betoch hatanur. So that is a huge heter. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Hatmana is only where it is totally wrapped around and there's no space in between. If I leave some space, let's say I put a towel on. I put one of these Lekavit and Shabbos mats, covers, to keep things warm. But most of the time when you put that on, that's not tight fitting. Not tightly fitting. There's airspace. It lays down diagonally. It's not tightly fitting. What the only tightly fitting I've seen is sometimes they have on urns. On the old fat, not the pump pots, but, I remember growing up, they had the old fashioned urns, and it's boiling hot. You don't want somebody to burn themselves. So you cover it up. So is that okay? So, number one, we just said from Rosh Hashanah Zalman, if your kavana is not to insulate, but for some other reason is not hatmana. So if your hatmana here is to make sure people don't burn themselves, the thing is boiling hot even without you putting that insulation on. So if your kavana is just to make sure people don't get burned, so lechora, it's not a problem. But if your kavana is to keep it even warmer, then it could be a problem. But many of those are not so tightly fitting. So as long as it's a little, you can stick your hand up in between, so then don't do that while it's on, but check it out before Shabbos. But if you can stick your hand up in between and it's loosely fitting, so then again, yesh makom lahakel, because it's not, it's open. It's open, so to speak. One final point, and then we'll continue. When we say that as long as it's not entirely fitting, there is a machlokas rishonim. What if it's what's called migula lamala? if it's, let's say, stuck in coals, but the top of it is open. Not only is there airspace, but there is part of the pot that is not covered. So does that undo the hatmana? Part of the pot is tightly covered. Do you have to be totally wrapped up in order to violate hatmana? Or just part of your pot tightly fitting? So that is a machlokas Rishonim, and it's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch paskins l'chumra, beginning of Reish Nun Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, let's quote V'chein le'inyan imnatal hakadera me'alecha ubalach zira. I'm sorry. This is V'kol ze be'inyan shehiya shakadera yoshevas al kizi shabari zavachulu aval hatzmana al gabi gechalim l'divri akol aser. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Hatzmana on coals. That means it's not totally covered. You're putting it into coals. You sink it. You're sinking a pot into coals halfway. So that's divri akol aser, says the Shulchan Aruch. Right, beferish, even though it's not totally enclosed, still aser. Rama v'yesh omrim da'afilu makadera omedes al gabe ha'esh mamish. Even if the pot is mamish on the fire, kolzman shehi megula lamala lo mikri hatmana v'shari. Those are the famous two words of the Rama. As long as it's megula lamala, it's mutter, as we revealed up above. Pashtus, and this is where the Shulchan Aruch Harav understands the Rama and others. Megula l'mala means megula l'mala. As long as it's part of the pot that is not covered, so it's mutter. Megula l'mala. V'chein minag, right? That is the minag. So if you take this Ramah at face value, so then if we translate this into crockpots where you have the insert and the outer metal casing, so is there hatmana there? So pashas of the Ramah? No. Because the whole cover, the whole top of the crockpot, the whole cover of the insert is not covered. It's not insulated. So the sides of the pot that are insulated. The Rama says, Megula l'mala is mutter. So that is one understanding of the Rama. If you have that understanding, you don't have to do anything by a crock pot. There's issues of shehiya by a crock pot, or hachzara, because it's considered, according to most poskim, an open fire, unless you line the whole inside with tinfoil. But regarding hatmana, no issue if you take the Rama at face value. But not all achronim understand the Rama like that. Megula l'mala means open at the top, but does that mean open at the top part of the pot? What about the sides of the walls of the pot? The Rama might mean Megula l'mala on the sides. Somewhere on the sides it has to be Megula. Not the cover, the cover has to be covered. Number one, the Rama might mean Megula l'mala on the vertical parts of the pot. Number one. Number two also, and this is what Rav Shlomo Zalman was worried about, it seems. They say this was the last psak he gave. That's what it's known as. But it's a letter. The Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to say Megula l'mala is only when it's abnormal to have it uncovered and you left it uncovered. But if this is the normal way of cooking this item as Megula l'mala, that's not going to be an undoing of the definition of hatmana. Megula l'mala, usually stick the whole thing in the coals. But because it's Shabbos, so I'm not going to stick the whole thing in the coals. So I'm going to leave some Megula l'mala. But if the whole way that this normally cooks is Megula l'mala, so that's not a chisaron. And this was the Rav Shlomo Zalman's last psak. I think I have the letter. Here it is. Somebody asks Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he says, Lo rei haresi bazeh shum heter, v'yadar abba, daiti maskemes l'darav, tekiva shakadeira imatav shel mechuse, umutmenes kula oruba, betoch machshir chimum chashmali, Ain, and he was also bothered, somebody asked him, but the insert that you put in is a little conical, I think it's called, right? It gets a little skinnier as it goes down. So there's some airspace in there between the outer metal, right? It's not a perfect going straight down. It goes a little in. So Shlomo Zalman says, come on! That's not airspace, that's normal! It's supposed to be, you don't leave that airspace. Ein miut avir shebeneim nechshav ke'inim mutmenes, kibon shekachi aderach levasho, gabi yamos achol. Uladaiti hari zechashiv mamish hatmana bedover hamos of hevel, ve'ein lohakel afilu b'mevushal kol tzarcho. So Shlomo Zalman is machvir. So therefore, how do you solve the problem if you assume? If you don't take the Ramah kipshuto, like some poskim do. But if you want to be machvir like Shlomo Zalman and the other poskim, so somehow you gotta lift it up a little bit. If you lift it up, lining the whole inside of the crock pot does not help you for atmana. That helps you for creating a covered fire for shehiya, if you're machmer like the Rabbanan, against Hananya, if you're a member, and Hachzara, if you want to take some shalom Friday night, and then return it, the only way you can return it is if you've lined the crock pot, right? Because then it's a covered fire. unless you, there is one daya that holds that, one singular posek that says that it's a covered fire inherently, because the coils of the electricity is covered by the metal, but we generally don't assume that way. But there is one posek, Rav Avadia's Mekel. But that's achzar. But for hatmana, you got to lift it up a little bit. If I put a couple of balls of tinfoil, or some say they put a couple of rocks, they quote from Rabbi Yashiv, whatever it is on the bottom, inside the right, you put the you have the metal outer piece, you put a couple of balls of tinfoil, a rock, and then uplift, right, lift up the insert. So then the metal solves all those problems because now there's airspace there. Now it's magula on the sides also a little bit. It doesn't have to be all the way up, so it doesn't cook. Just a little bit. A tiny little bit raised up, so it's nikar that it's a little raised up, so that would solve the problems of Hatmana, assuming that I think that it is a problem. Again, not all poskim agree that it is a problem of Hatmana. Some poskim are mako, even in this regard. Rav Vosner, the Shevet Alevi, is mako. Again, if you take it this cool off his, you gotta take all those chomers. Right? So that, the Shevet Alevi. Rav Moshe also seems to say that it's not a problem, but, anyway, this is the discussion based on this Tosfos here about airspace and Golamala. Again, it's a Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Mechaber, the Ramah. But the question is, even according to the Ramah, who's Mako, do we assume that our crockpot is considered Megula Lamala? Okay. A lot to talk about. We continue, though, now. We continue. What happens if you hold this Usser and then you ate at somebody's house who doesn't do it? You hold that crockpot is hatmana, that you ate at somebody's house, and they hold it's not. You let it eat the food. So we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, of course. As long as there's a daya that says that if food is asr, then there's no maisa shabbos. So for sure here, there are poskim that are makel regarding this issue. So therefore, it is for sure lakula. But what if it's vaday hatmana situation? Vaday hatmana situation. So that's, again, a machlokas, b'chava the Ramah, whether the food is asr. In Reish Nun Zay, in the Shulchan Aruch holds, if it's a vaday hatmana situation, you're not allowed to eat the food. Even b'shogeg. Even if it was done b'shogeg. The Ramah is makel b'shogeg. But meaning if somebody knows the halacha, they do it anyway, that usually doesn't come up. Usually it's because people don't realize what's happening. So if people don't realize that it's asr, so Ramah says b'shogeg, it's for sure mutter. Just to end with one other Ran, the Ran quoted in the Ramah. You know, what if somebody says, after all the discussions we've been having, Shehiya, Hachzara, you know what? All this dafyomi is getting me a little nervous. You know what? I'm not going to have hot food on Shabbos. I'm just going to have deli and coleslaw. You know, that's it. I don't need the, I'll have cold cocoa from the fridge. It's crazy. I don't have to get into these whole issues. Says the Ramah, if somebody does that, you gotta be worried about apikarsis. Umitzvah, we'll explain what we mean in a second. Umitzvah, this is the last Ramah in Reish Nun Zayin. Umitzvah lahatzman b'shabbos. It's a mitzvah to insulate. Do atmana in the mutter way b'shabbos. Kedei sheyochal chamin b'shabbos. Ki zeo mikavet v'onik shabbos. That's Onik Shabbos. Umish the komish eino mamin b'divrei chachamim va'oser achilas chamin b'shabbos. If somebody doesn't believe in the words of the rabbis, how they told you to do it, and they ask, no hot food, chayshina shema apikarasu. So Ramah, why? Because remember, in the days of old, savaru eish b'chol moshe v'seich, and the tzdukim held. You can't, what did the tzdukim do all Shabbos? There was no fire, they sat in their homes, not going outside, staring at their tzitzis. That's what they did all day. Uri'isam oso, lo savaru eish b'chol moshe v'seichem, right? Right, they sat there. That's it. They right, and then maybe, I don't know if they wore tefillin on Shabbos in between their eyes. But either way, it was not such an exciting Shabbos, and they had cold food. So say the Rishonim. We're supposed to have hot food. We're supposed to enjoy ourselves. We just gotta learn how to do it. Right? So that's why we have to make sure that to dafka have the hot food on Shabbos as much as, not as much as we can, but just to do it in a mutter way. Okay. We're on the second line again. Rabbi Reb Zeira, second line. Rabbi Reb Zeira visited the Reish Galusa. Chaz yuha lahahu avda. Da'anach kuza demaya pumetakum kuma. Again, all these dafim are very, very lamaisa. Now we'll get into some non-bishul issues as well. They visited the Reish Galusa. They saw the eved of the Reish Galusa that put a jug of water, kuza demaya, apumetakum kuma, on the top of a kumkum. Right, you have a boiling hot water, and then you put the jug of water on top. Nazhe Rabba. So Rabba grunted, as if to say, you know, what are you doing? Right, one of those. Right, like, what are you doing? So Amalei Reb Zeira was sitting next to him, and he says, what do you find problematic? Maishnomi mecham agave mecham. Right, why is this different than mecham agave mecham, which Rashi says, look at the last couple of lines of this parak. later on in Daf Nun Aleph we'll have, Mechel HaGabim Mechel is going to be Mutter. Right? So therefore, you know, what's the problem here? What's the potential issue? We'll see soon. So let's just finish the Gemara. Amar Le, he answers no. Hasam, over there in the case that's Mutter, Hasam, Ukmi Kamokim. There you are just being mokim, establishing, retaining. There it's a boiling hot water on top of boiling hot water. So there is not a problem. Hacha olude kamolid. Here you're being mo, you're creating. Creating the boiling water, meaning you're cooking. So therefore, he's not allowed to do it. What's the issue here? So this is not so clear in the Rishonim. We're going to go with Tosfos' pshat. Tosfos holds that the issue here is that he put some cold water on top of the mecham and had in mind to remove it before it got boiling hot. So that's where Abzair said, what's the problem? So he answers, no, because it still could become hot and you're not allowed to put water in a place, you're not allowed to put something in a place where it can become nisvashel, even if you have kavana to remove it earlier. That is how Tosfos understands this give and take. Rashi does not say that pshat, because if you remember Rashi we had earlier on Daf Mem, 8 blot ago, right on Daf Mem Abeis, Rashi said there, seemed to understand the Gemara that that's mutter. You're allowed to put something in a place where, if you were to leave it there for a long time, it would become cooked, as long as you remove it beforehand. That was the sugi of the klisheni, Mem Abeis. So Rashi seemed to say that, and the other Rishonim said, what are you talking about? You can't do that. And we paskin l'chumra in the Shulchan Aruch. We paskin, I'm not going to put something in a place where it will get cooked, da'oraisa, even if I have in mind to remove it before it gets cooked. So that's why Rashi cannot give that shot here. Rashi is giving a different shot in terms of what the Gemara means, but that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos, in the end of Tosfos, my, that's what Tosfos quotes in the name of the Rashba, not the Rashba. Chachmei Sfarad, the Rashba, the Balei HaTosfos. Tosfos v'nir l'Rashba, t'hasha rinan, v'lotzeis kito shomayim k'nega medura, you're only allowed to put a water next to a fire, haynu barachof mina medura, far away, shala ola moyucha lov ulide bishol. Right, only in the case where it will never get to to Yatzo Ledesbo. Avo bakarof asar afil lahavshir, but if you put it close enough to get to Yatzo Ledesbo, you can't even put it there to get lukewarm. Because there's a gzera drabanan, a very obvious gzera drabanan that you might forget. Okay, so that's the first thing the Eved did, so Rava got upset. Then it continued watching the Eved. Hadar Chazye, then they saw him, Deparas Das Todar Apume Dekuba. They saw that he took a shmata, they took a rag, and put it on the top of a barrel. V'anach Natfla Ilave. Then he took a ladle and put it on top of the rag. So you have an open barrel, and then you're going to put the rag over and put the ladle. So the issue is that the ladle is holding the rag down, and the rag is now going to get saturated with the liquid from underneath. It's going to get saturated, or at least wet. So Nazhe Rabba, again, Rabba grunted. What's this Eved doing? So Amar Leh Abzei Ramai, so what are you upset about now? So Amar Leh, Hashtachazis, you'll see. Right, that's where it comes from. You'll see, Hashtachazis. Lasof eventually, Chazi to Kamatzile. The Eved took the Shmata and was wringing it out. Isra of Schita on Shabbos. Amale. So Rav Zera now realized what the issue was. He's like, I don't understand. Maishna mi parvanka. Why is this different than parvanka? Parvanka was a type of beged that they put on the top of barrels on Shabbos, which was mais and b'chol yom. So I don't understand, Rav Zera. We're never worried about here. How do you know that this was going to be a problem? We do something very similar every day. So Amale, no, says Rabba. Hasam lo kapiti lave, hacha kapiti lave. Over there, it's a type of shmata that nobody really cares about. It's going to get, you're not going to be interested in wringing it out. Here, we're interested in wringing it out. What's the difference between kapit and lo kapit? So, two possibilities. Are we talking about, we could be talking about the type of rag. Type of rag. Here we're talking about a towel that, you know, people care about, and therefore we're worried about it. There we're talking about, maybe something like disposable, something shmata that you don't care about. A. B, the other way that this might be understood is, what are you putting it over? Which liquid are you putting it over? If you're putting it over water, this is what the Ritva says, if you're putting it over water, then we're worried about it. Because water, your towel get wet with water, you might come to squeeze it out because that's cleaning the towel. If it's a dirty liquid, if it's wine or whatever it is, then why are you going to squeeze out the towel? That's just going to make the towel even dirtier. We're not thinking that you want the wine back from the towel. But are we worried that you're going to think about the towel? That's why cup it or low cup. You're not going to be mocking it if it's full of wine because it's not going to get clean this way. And cleaning, part of the cleaning process is wringing water out. That's what the Ritva says here. And he alludes to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is not here in Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam is Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Vav, and it's also discussed later on. We'll get to this, Be'ez Hashem, in Kuf Yud Aleph Mabez. When we talk about Schita, Rabbeinu Tam comes up with a Chiddush, and this is quoted in the Poskim. There are two Schitas. There are two squeezings on Shabbos. Let's say you have a towel. Two squeezings. Two different Avos Malachos. That could be violated. There's the Schita of Libun, and the Schita of Dash. The Schita of Libun, cleaning, and the Schita of Dash, taking out liquid, let's say squeezing a fruit on Shabbos. That's not Libun, that's Dash. That's threshing, taking the kernel out of a nut. So says Rabbeinu Tam, how do you know which one you're talking about? So, a couple of ways. Number one, is it a clean liquid or a dirty liquid? If it's a clean liquid, then you're talking about Libun. Because that's part of the cleaning process, right? The rinse cycle of the modern washing machines. If it's dirty, so you're not talking about Libun. The only issue is, what's getting squeezed out, because the shirt's getting dirtier. The other issue is the liquid holech li'ibud, or are you saving the liquid? If it's holech li'ibud, then you're not talking about, there's no daraisa of schita for dash if what you're squeezing out is going to the garbage. But if what you're squeezing out is going back into your barrel, so then it already gets into the schita of dash. You're doing it to get the liquid out, not to clean the baguette. So whenever schita comes up in the Gemara, you have to ask the question, which schita are we talking about? Are we talking about the schita of dash or the schita of libun? But that gufa might be the chilek right here in the Gemara. If you say the issue is, depending on what you are squeezing out. Rashi says, kapita, lo kapita leim, shari b'mayim. Right? If it's been mayim, Rashi seems to be saying water is the more mekel shita against the Rabbeinu Tam because you're not going to come to shita because you don't care about the water. Okay, either way, that is an important Rabbeinu Tam to be aware of. Good. Are you allowed to dry dishes on Shabbos? A lot of dry dishes? Let's see, you wash the dishes in a mutter way, however that is. Cold water, without, you got to get the right water temperature, right? Figure out the right sponge, right? Now, okay, whatever you did it in a mutter way. You're allowed to dry dishes. So Shlomo Zalman says yes. Because why? What are you worried about? That your towel is going to get so wet, you might come to wring it out? Nobody wrings out towels today. Right? Once your towel gets so saturated, you're just going to put it on the floor and take another one. Right? Once it gets wet, I have to be careful not to wring it, not to push too hard once it gets wet. But Shlomo Zalman assumes, quoting in Shmir Shabbos, that once the towel gets wet enough that it's not going to be useful to dry the dishes, so then, now I'm just going to throw it into a pail and wait till after Shabbos and clean it. That's what Shlomo Zalman assumes in terms of drying. Okay. Below what? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Thank you. Says the Sfas Emes. He let him do this Avera. He let the Eved do the Avera. Right. Hashtachazes. Oh, yeah. Watch this. So the Sfas Emes says either he was about to. That doesn't mean that he actually did it, even though it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. Right, you have to say, maybe he was about to. Lo mistaver lomar shehiniach ha'eved lischot. Dehavi le lahasiro mitchila kodem sheyischot. Vitzarech lomar dechazi deratza lischot. Or he did it right after Shabbos. So there you see the issue was, he didn't do anything wrong, but he says it could have been done on Shabbos. Or other achronim I saw maybe said maybe it was non-Jewish. Maybe it was non-Jewish eved, but he got upset because people are going to learn from his actions. Something like that. Either way, you're right, right? It would be hard to say that he let him actually do the Avera. Okay, we continue though now. Two dots. Velo b'tevin. One is not allowed, as the Mishnah said, to use tevin, to use straw, while it is moist, while it is lach. But when it is dry, it is okay. We mentioned why, because tevin, only tevin lach, this must be talking about before Shabbos. On Shabbos, it won't make a difference what you insulate in. But before Shabbos, it makes a difference whether it's Ma'amid Hevel or Mosef Hevel. Mosef Hevel is going to be Usser. But that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that Tevin, only while it is Lach, is Mosef Hevel. But dry is Ma'amid, and that's Mutter to do before Shabbos. By the way, I didn't mention, what about a thermos? You got to put hot water in a thermos on Shabbos? Anything wrong with that? So again, the Chazon Ish says, Mutter. Because that's like he said before, that's like tinfoil. That's one kli. That's an insulated kli, but you don't look at it as if it's separate parts, and the inner is being insulated by the outer. You don't look at it that way. That's what and Rav Moshe, Bikli Termis, Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish are both Mako. Rav Moshe talks about this in 1956. They use thermoses on Shabbos. Bidvar hatmana bikli termos b'Shabbos shedarko rak lahachzik asachom avaleinu mosef hevel. So number one, if it's Arab Shabbos, it's for sure mutter because it's only ma'amid hevel. It's not mosef hevel. What about on Shabbos? Let's say I go to an early morning Daf Yomi Shir Shabbos morning. So I want to take my coffee from my urn, put it into the thermos, walk to shul, and take it and have some coffee there. Right? It could come a very common question. Although nowadays we all have urns in shul. Okay, but let's say you don't have an urn in shul. Right? So what's the halacha? So Moshe says it's mutter. For a couple of reasons. Number one, it's mutter because it's not hatmana. It is the kli itself. Number two, the other heter is, this we had in the Tosfos a couple of days ago. This we had in the Tosfos. In Pina Mimecham Lamecham. We had this in the third parak. Daf Lamed Chesam Abeis. Lamed Chesam Abeis, second Tosfos. Tosfos quotes, there's only hatmana in a kli rishon. That's one kula that you have. Right, hatshihia and hachzara. Okay, even in a kli sheni, you got to talk about putting it back on fires. But hatmana is only in a kli rishon. The chashos of making sure it's hot, the chulu, ain hatmana, no hatmana bin a kli sheni. V'omer Rabbi Tam, that was back on Lamed Chesam Beis. Tohacha gabi hishal gabi kirak shuba oso mecham shucham lo asil lichatuye. Avo mecham acher shukar asil lichatuye. Right, there's more chash that you might come to stoke by shihia klisheni. Avol gabay hatmana shari tvei kishuhu kar debechiti mor lo yoa. Once it's in a klisheni, it's not a problem. That's what we paskin. We paskin there is no hatmana by a klisheni. You're going to see this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Nun Zayin Sif Hey. Reish Nun Zayin Sif Hey, Shulchan Aruch says it beferish. I'll read it to you, and that is why by a thermos there's nothing to talk about. Right, for a couple of reasons. Rishon Zayin Sif Hey. In Pina Hatavshul B'Shabbos, Mi K'dei Rishon Izbashol Ba, L'K'deira Acheras, Mutter L'Hatmino, B'Davar She'eno Mosef Hevel. At least Eino Mosef Hevel. On Shabbos, because that is D'Lo Asu, Mishra Brua. D'Lo Asu Elak Shu B'Kli Rishon, Shur Izbashol Bo. Avok Shepino Mikli Acher, Avsha Adayin Hariyatso Leathers Bo, Mutter. And even if you pour it back into the Kli Rishon, that's not called the Kli Rishon anymore. So therefore, you go kli rishon, kli sheni, kli rishon. It's still going to be mutter, right? That is the Shulchan Aruch, the Zohar Hatmana in a kli sheni. I think we covered most of the issues related to Hatmana here, and we'll continue. Says the Gemara now. V'lo b'tevin, boy minei Rav Adar Ramasa mi'abaya, mochin shetamen bahen malatat lem b'shabes. Getting back to a little muksa. Macha, by the way, there hopefully will be a daf be'in shir up today. We had the shir last night relating to assering somebody else's item, making it muksa, and zachin me adam shalom b'fanav. The ksos, the trumas adeshen, so Bez Hashem, that'll be up with the, of course, as we always scan in the sources, Bez Hashem, the sources are scanned in. People have to say, can you send me the sources? They're always scanned in every shir. Hopefully we try to scan in the sources, just click on references. Okay. Boy mine Ravada Bramasa Mi Abaya, Mochin Shetaman Bohem, Malothatlan Bishabis. If I have mochin, which is raw materials of wool, of flax, so Amaya and I use it for Atmana. Does that become muksa? Because usually you use these materials to make into a baguette. But now you use them to insulate. So can I assume that you've decided this is going to be your insulation forever, and therefore it's not muksa anymore? Or do I say no? You just happen to use it now. Malatatlam b'shabes. So amalei. So answers Abaya. V'chi mipnei she'ein lo kupa shel teven omedu mafkir kupa shel mochin. Because you didn't have teven to insulate in. Do we say that all of a sudden you're mafkir your kupa shel mochin and you're going to use that for insulation? No. You just used it now. So we assume that it's still a problem, right? You're not allowed to use that for hatmana, right? It's still aser. So lema messiah, let's try to prove this. The Mishnah says tomne. The Brisa says tomne begizei semer ubetzime semer ubelashono shalagaman ubemochin ve'im atazon osam. You're allowed to do hatmana with the piece of some wool and gizei and tzipe. The difference Rashi says is whether it's combed or not. Uncombed wool, combed wool, or pieces of argaman, ubamochin, ve'imatazalosam, and you can't move them. So it sounds pretty explicit. So that sounds like, even though you're using it for atmana, you're not allowed to use it. It's still muksa. Meaning, you gotta figure out a way to take the pot out without touching the muksa items directly. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Imishim ha lo arya. If that's your only raya, there's no proof. Well, I haki kamer. This is what that source might mean. Im lo taman bahen, ein matazalosam. These items that you want to use, if you haven't used them yet, that's where it's an iser tiltal. So, ihachi ma'alabemra. Then what's the chiddush in that case? if you have these items that you never use for Hatmana, so of course it's going to be Aser. No, Chamar de Tema Chazi Lemizgalayu. You might say they're still right to sit on, to give you a little cushion, these materials. Kamash Mala, no, they're still off limits, because you don't usually plan to do that. Good. Rav Chizda. Shara, once we're talking about materials that use for Hatmana, so there's another materials case. Rav Chizda Sharla Dure Udra Lebeis Yad Yevshabsa. Rav Chizda allowed someone to put the insides of a pillow, feathers and whatever it is, the inside of a pillow, you could restuff the pillow on Shabbos. No problem of, what would be the problem, Lechora? Of Makam Epatish, of Tikkun, something like that, right? He allowed it. He didn't think that this was a problem. You're allowed to stuff the inside of the pillow on Shabbos. So, Eisvei Rav Chanan bar Rav Chizda, L'Rav Chizda, is that really true? Rav Chanan asked his father, Pashtus, right? Bar Chizda, L'Rav Chizda. Matir and Beis HaTzavar b'Shabbos. The Braisa says that you're allowed to undo the Beis HaTzavar. What does that mean? In the days of old, when you gave something into a dry cleaner and you got it back, they used to close up with thread. They used to close up with thread the neck of the shirt or of the robe. They sewed it up together. So when you got it back, you had to undo the stitching. So you had to undo that on Shabbos? The Braisa says yes. Matirin, you could untie it. Matirin beis hatzavar b'Shabbos. Rashi says, Shederach hakovsin lakoshran, right? The derech of the kovsin, the dry cleaners, to make knots there and somehow tie it up. Tie it up with string. Avalo poskin. But you cannot, when it was originally made, the first time you open your shirt, neck, that you can't do. That's creating. That's tikkun. It's only if it was already a shirt and they closed it up to wash it, then you can undo it. But you can't open it up in the first place, because now you're making it into a kli. The ein nosdin netzamochin, lo l'tocha karv, lo l'tocha keses. You cannot put the stuffing back into a pillar or a keses beyond if, vein tzarech lomar b'Shabbos, shortly on Shabbos. Question. So how could Rav Chizda say it's mutter, the price is befer shes aser? Answer, lo kasha b'chadet yabatiki. No, the case Rav Chizda was talking about is that it fell out of the pillow. Now you're putting it back into the pillow. That's mutter. The first time in a chinami can be a problem. Whenever you're just redoing something, that's less of a problem. Tosfos here discusses in the Chav Achadat Yabatiki. Omeri, Shem Nitko Chute Hasarvo. Tosfos seems to be talking about a case where many sweatshirts have a string on them, right, coming out, and you can tie the sweatshirt to make the hood tight. So Tosfos needs to be talking something about that type of case. Are you allowed to put a string back into a sleeve, and which helps it get tighter and looser? So Tosfos says, if it's easy to do, and you are not worried about making a knot afterwards, then it's mutter. That's Tosfos. Meaning, if somebody always makes a knot, let's say the string comes out of that sweatshirt. So if somebody always makes the knot at the edge of the strings, because you don't want it to go all the way through, you want to make it fatter, l'chor, it will be usher to put that into the sweatshirt. Tosfos says, gzeir Hashem, you might yikshar, you might come to tie it. Tosfos says, only if you're putting the strings in, we're talking about putting things into pillows, that's why Tosfos says that here, putting the strings in, so only in a case where, A, it's easy to do, you don't need a professional to do it, number two, you don't usually tie it afterwards. If you tie something afterwards, then you wouldn't be able to do it, gzeir Hashem, yikshar. What did the poskim talk about over here? Shoelaces. Right, we're talking about fixing a pillow. Are you allowed to put shoelaces into a shoe on Shabbos? So again, the poskim, Shmir Shabbos, and others say, well, it depends. If it's the first time, then you can't, because that's tikkun mana. Or even if it's new shoelaces, also could be an issue. Unless you're taking old shoelaces to put on an old shoes, maybe not that. But if it is a new pair of shoelaces, a problem. But if your shoelace just came out of one of the holes, then it's not a problem. Because that's like here, you're just being machzir. Just being machzir is not an issue. And so the Chashuke Chemet discusses that from 1991, the Shiloh of 1991, in terms of the sealed rooms, the Cheder HaAtum, right, those who were in Eretz Yisrael at the time, remember Rahman al-Islan, that during the Saddam Hussein, those missiles, so whenever the azaka went off, you had to put tape and hard plastic over your sealed room to Rahman al-Islan, whatever might come in. So the shayla that was asked was, is what's the best way to put up the tape? The tape is tofer. So what's the best way to be madbik osam misaviv l'chanot v'adlatot l'mniyat chadir gazim re'ilim ketzelen ho b'shabbos? So he quotes that anything that is meant to be opened and closed for the Maharami Rutenberg is not a problem.
Oh.
So therefore he says in this case where, again he relates this here to talking about putting something back and forth and back and forth, so he says here because you're going to put it up and then you're going to take it off, hopefully right when that is over, he says it's not a problem. He says best to stick it up on top at least before Shabbos, at least one side is there, and then the bottom part you just stick closed whenever there is a need to. But l'chara, even if not, it would be mutter because it's meant to be put in and taken out. Not like a shoelace, where it's meant to be put in and not taken out. That's why it's more chamor. Tani ami hachi, einosan etza mochin, you can't put mochin in lo l'tachal karav lo l'tachal kesef, b'yotzevein tabach l'sorach lomar b'shabbos. You can't put it in. Can't put it in on Shabbos or Yontif. Nashru, but if they fell out, machzir enosan b'shabbos v'yotzevein tabach l'sorach lomar b'shabbos. You can't put it in the first place, but you can return it. Amar v'yudam ha-rav, ha-poseach b'esach savar b'shabbos, chayef chatas. Rav says, if you open this beis atzavar from the dry cleaner, you're chayef chatas. It's a daraisa. One second. Why is it chayef chatas? Maskev l'Rav Kahana. Ma bein zu l'magufas achavis. Why is this different than the Mishnah way later in this Masechta we're going to have on Kuf Mem Vav about breaking open a barrel on Shabbos? The Mishnah says later on that you're allowed to break open a barrel on Shabbos to get to the food that's inside. Right? That is the source. We'll talk about it a little bit here if we have time. But if not, that's the source in terms of opening packages on Shabbos. So, why is that mutter? And this is usher. You also want to use your shirt. Amar le Rava, ze chibur v'ze eino chibur. Ah, by the magufas achavis, by the barrel case, that's not a chibur. What does that mean? Very important Rashi. Third line, right here. Eino min achavis atzmo. No, the cover is not part of the barrel. The avavisha devukabo, even though it's stuck on, eino chashish chibur. It's not called attached. Shaharei li notel omedes. It stands to be removed. Stands to be removed. Putting that lamaisa, it's very, very crucial. So a lot of packages stand to be removed. Omedes li notel, and that's why it is not a chibur. Mashenkin, in our case, of besat savar, or the first time, haposeach besat savar, so that's meant to be closed forever until a person, buys it. But that is why it is not called a chibur. There's a heter that Rishlomo Zalman said, quotes in the Shmir Shabbos quotes Rishlomo Zalman in Perek Tess, in the Shmir Shabbos in Ha'ar Yud Aleph, which is a big Ha'ar all about opening the packages. So he talks about what happens, like this case, if you have a package that's closed, and it stays closed for months, but it's only because nobody bought it. But theoretically, the manufacturer wouldn't care if it was open that day. For example, they talk about Korea and Tofer, diapers. Diapers, so this the sticky part is closed. Listen, not really diapers now, because now they're more Velcro. But in the days when it used to be the sticky type of closing for diapers, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, when it was sticky, so then it's closed. And when you open it, isn't that Korea? It's been closed for 6 months. So some poskim say, in those old-fashioned type of diapers, yeah, you got to open it before Shabbos. But Rova poskim say, no. If you would walk into the factory the day that they're making the diaper, so would they sell it to you? Yeah. It's just that they close it for packaging, they're going to sell it, but it's not that inherently it's made, the kavanah is for it to be closed forever and ever. Is that called shel kayama? They don't care, it could be open that day. So that's why some of these cases about chibur, like Rashi here says, omedes li notel, it might be omedes li notel, even if it's closed for a long time. So that's an important ha'ara, lamaisa. So Rami le Rabbi Yirmiyahu le Rabbi Zeira, Tznan. So that's your question. The Mishnah says, the Rishonim point out that this is really a compilation of two Mishnahis, but the Mishnah calls it, the Gemara calls it a Mishnah in Uksin. Shalal shel Kovsin, the Shalal of Kovsin. What does that mean? When dry cleaners used to get clothing, they used to safety pin, let's say, a couple of clothings together so they don't get lost. The little socks and they used to safety pin the little things next to the big things. So, if you have that together, what if the socks becomes tame? Does the shirt become tame? Right, these are all attachments. Vishal shel shel maftechos, or a ring of keys. V'habeged shu tafrik b'kelayim, or a beged that is sewn kelayim. Again, two begadim that are going to be separated, but now they're just sewn together in order to keep them together. But not that they're ever going to be stay together. And the thread that was used to sew them together is kelayim. So in all these cases, you know it is a temporary chibur. Chibur l'tuma. It is considered a chibur for tuma. If one item becomes tame, the other is tame. Ache yaskel lahatir. Until you start untying. Until you start untying, it's going to be a chibur, even though you know you plan to untie it, but until you start untying, it's called together. Alma, shalom b'shas malacha, nami chibur. So what do you see from there? Even shalom b'shas malacha, meaning you have, even after you finish washing it, it's still called connected for tumah. So over a minu, is that really true? We have another Mishnah in Kalim, makal sh'asa yavakardam. If you have a stick, you have a stick and an axe. Your axe's handle broke. So you stuck the stick in to be the handle for the axe on a temporary basis. You're not going to leave the stick in there forever. But that's what you stuck in there. So in that case, chibur l'tuma, b'shas malacha, there's a chibur l'tuma only while you're using the axe. After you finish using the axe, so then the stick is considered separate. So we're medayik, b'shas malacha in, shlo b'shas malacha lo. Only during shas malacha, not afterwards. So I don't understand, says the Gemara. Why, in the case of the dry cleaning, you stick the clothing together, it's called a chibur, even after you finish washing it. And here by the axe, it's not considered together after you washed it. Amarle, hasam shlo b'shas malacha, in the axe case, after you finish it, adam asui lezorko v'lebeno eitzim. You have no more interest in having the stick in the axe. So you're going to throw the piece of wood amongst the wood, other wood. Hacha, shlo b'shas malacha nami nichalei. But in the cleaning case, no, you're still happy that it's together. Why? Di mitznefu hader michlevahu. Because if one of them gets dirty again, you'll just throw it back in the wash. So you're not totally, indifferent about having it stuck together. So that's why there's a difference between Shas malacha and shol b'shas malacha in these cases. B'surah matzil al hashbayitza mishpeh de Rav Chisda. In Surah, the following statement was made in the name of Rav Chisda. B'pumpadisa matzil mishpeh de Rav Kahana. V'yamri la mishpeh de Rav. And some say, so three different opinions. What is this all doing here, by the way? Because we're talking about chiburim. We're talking about what's considered connected. The Beis HaTzavar and the barrels. And we're talking all other issues. Again, Riz Rashi Ibn Secha Sukkah, that says sometimes, especially Seder Taros Mishnayos, wherever the Talmud Bavli could get it in and discuss it, they discuss it. Because there's no Bavli on it. So Ravina Ravashi said, you know what? It's a little related to this, so let me discuss it now. Because there's no other place to discuss it. So that's why a lot of times, the Gemara is a little more flexible in terms of Mishnayos that don't have Gemaras on it to discuss it in various places. So, Man Tana Ha-Mil Sadam Rabbanan, Kol Machuber Lo Hariyu Kamohu, who is the opinion that says that anything that is connected to it is Kamohu. Who is that opinion? Am Rav Yudam Arav, Rabbi Meir, he is Rabbi Meir. Ditzan, the Mishnah says in Kalim. Beis Hapach, remember in Kalim, we just had in the third parak, the terms of types of Talmudic ovens. If you have a Kira, sometimes on a Talmudic oven, they had connected compartments on the outside, little like pockets on the outside of the oven to heat things with. Beis Hapach, they had a little, let's say, a drawer to put a little oil in, to heat the oil in. U Beis HaTavlin, all the spices. U Beis HaNer, Sheba Kira, or a candle. So all those. So what is the connection between the main area of the oven and these little connected add-ons to the oven in terms of tumah and tahara? So mitamin b'maga v'ein mitamin ba'avir. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds all of those become tameh, mitamin. These extra things become tameh b'maga. That means if the main oven, the main area, or they themselves become tameh, if a sheretz touches them, then they're going to be tameh the other one. But not through avir, even though it's a kli cheres. Only mitame, they become tummy from each other, if the other item was touched by a sheretz, not just the airspace. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Matar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, neither of them are connected to each other. So Bish, the mother Rabbi Shimon, Kasavar Lav Kakira Dama. Rabbi Shimon's understandable. He just says they're not connected. And therefore, these extra compartments are not like the Kira. He says Tar. Elder Rabbi Meir, I don't understand. What's this distinction? E Kakira Damo, if it has the same status, if it's considered connected to the oven, afilu bavir nami litvo. So be like a regular klicheres. If you have a sheretz that hangs inside the main area, the side area should also be tame. Ela Kakira Damo, and if you do not say it's connected, so afilu b'maga nami lo litmu. So even if the main area gets touched by a sheretz inside, it should also not be tame. So I don't understand. So the Gemara answers, no, the olam lav kakira damu. And we wanted to say that Rabbi Meir holds that there's a chibur. That's what we were connecting to our shita. But the Gemara says, what's this chiluth that he has? So the Gemara answers, the olam lav kakira damu. Really, they're not like a kira. The outside extra add-on compartments are not like Akira. V'rabbanan hu degazer b'hu. And the Rabbanan word goes there because it looks like it's connected. So igazer b'hu afilu ba'avir nami litmu. If they were goes there, so why don't you say it has the exact same halacha? So we have this back already in the first parak. Of the Rabbanan Akira. Sometimes when the Rabbanan instituted rabbinic tuma, they made differences between the biblical and the rabbinic tuma. So people don't take it so seriously and burn Shuma and Kachim based on the rabbinic Tumah. Yes, Josh, you remember your question we had a few months ago. Sometimes we do burn Shuma and Kachim based on rabbinic Tumah. But those were only those six cases. There were six special cases where we burn Shuma and Kachim based on Tumah Durabanan, but otherwise we do not. So the Gemara tried to bring up this Mishnah in Kalim to say, oh, Rabbi Meir's the Shita that says, Mechubar, right? That's connected. Anything that's mechubar is connected for Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. And the Gemara ended up saying that this is a Din D'Rabbanan. Maker Adin, it's not connected. These add-on compartments to the outside of the Kira, it's just that Rameh was goes there, but he didn't go all the way because he wanted to make sure that people, he wanted to make sure people remember what's the Tumah D'Rabbanan and what's the Tumah D'Oraisa. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Tana Rabbanan. Baruch Hashem, we'll get into a little more Tumah V'Tahara and more Hatmana and Elisha Bal Kanafayim and Yehari Val Yavar. A lot of amazing inyanim come up every day, hopefully, but tomorrow, a lot of important ideas that come up. And the source for the Lamed Tes Melachos. Tomorrow's daf, Shabbos, Memtes, Amid Beis. Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to there tomorrow.